be Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. After President Biden issued an ultimatum to Israel, immediately do more to protect civilians or face a shift in U.S. policy, overnight the Israeli government did approve three new humanitarian corridors into Gaza. CBS has learned this was a specific request by President Biden. BBC correspondent Yolanda Nell is in Jerusalem.
Well, this was a stark warning, really, from President Biden that really it was prepared to make changes in its policy towards Israel if Israel didn't change its conduct of the war and didn't do more to protect civilians in Gaza and also aid workers.
The warning comes after that attack that killed seven food aid workers. So what now? CBS's Robert Berger tells us.
This puts a lot of pressure on Israel to improve the humanitarian aid situation. The problem is that after the deadly airstrike, a lot of humanitarian organizations are now reluctant to continue operations in Gaza.
Meanwhile, the president is heading to Baltimore today.
The president will meet with state and local officials and with the families of the six construction workers who were killed when a cargo vessel slammed into the Key Bridge March 26th.
Leaders from the Coast Guard and the Army Corps of Engineers will share updates on the assistance they are providing to state officials in serving and removing the wreckage in the channel.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre reiterated the administration will remain with the people of Baltimore as they try to rebuild and recover. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Well, the calendar says spring, but in New England, a powerful April snowstorm knocked power out to hundreds of thousands. This man is in Portland, Maine.
There's a lot of branches down, branches that didn't come down with the ice a couple weeks ago, and then were weakened, have come down now for sure.
In Fort Lauderdale, one person was killed when part of a crane on a high-rise building crashed down onto a bridge, landing on two cars, including this man's.
That piece of metal bounced in the air and then went to the right and landed on another car. All my airbags went off, and I just looked at myself. I couldn't believe that I was still alive.
Kansas City Chiefs player Rashee Rice has apologized on Instagram and says he takes full responsibility for his part in a high-speed six-car accident in Dallas. He left the scene after the crash without helping or calling police. His attorney, Royce West.
He's going to do everything in his power to bring their life back to as normal as possible in terms of injuries, in terms of property damage.
The accident sent two people to the hospital. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Friday on Nightlight, I welcome Kirk Bankstead, Ed Anderson, Amir Kakarov, and Terry Barr. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A few clouds this morning, becoming mostly sunny as we head into this afternoon. Our high today, 43, with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 31. Tomorrow, sunshine, warmer 45. By Sunday, cloudy and breezy with rain likely 46. More rain likely into Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
everybody. Todd Arbaugh, noon to 2 on Friday. We're live from Green Bay with Dr. Lyerly, new congressional candidate on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Like a grand slam on your radio dial, home of the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Sows, cows, plows. Heck, anything connected to farming's on the menu here. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Yeah, and that phrase menu is our motivation on a Friday. Good morning, everybody. Come on in. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Youngke. Happy to be along with you. And menu is really our motivator this morning. So we're bringing you the Elite Eight, the eight burgers you nominated from across the state for the Wisconsin Beef Council's Best Burger Contest. 100% pure beef burgers. They've narrowed it down to eight. If you're looking to try someplace new this weekend, we'll have it for you. Also, Stephanie Hoff was out and about last night with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. They hosted a big crew in downtown Madison celebrating Wisconsin's center stage presence for Top Chef on the Bravo Network. This week, for example, chefs focused in on Wisconsin ginseng, Door County cherries, and Wisconsin cheese. Stephanie had a chance to visit with one of the contestants, chef testants. Stick around for that, or you can jump ahead, take a look at some of the pictures from the venue on Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook or Midwest Farm Report's Facebook page. And finally, taking something off the menu, U.S. Department of Agriculture taking dairy off of some of the women, infant, and children options under their support programs. All those details on the way. Weather-wise, it looks like we'll have more clouds hanging around today. Touch out around 45. Tomorrow, sunshine, hallelujah, 53. Rain back in the forecast Sunday, 44. Stumach's on the way with more details.
If you got to take one for the team, at least look to Bobcat Plus to help you out. Bobcat Plus has been keeping you from the aches and the pains of the tough jobs for years. Bobcat Plus carries new and used Bobcat equipment, and all locations have a full service department, parts, and rentals. They're in Eau Claire, Butler, Appleton, and De Pere, featuring a full lineup of compact wheel and truck loaders, mini excavators, compact tractors, zero-turn mowers, hundreds of hard-working attachments, and so much more. Stop in or visit BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat, one tough animal.
Keeping Wisconsin strong. Farmers deal with a lot, including long days, stress, and fatigue. This is your reminder to take breaks, stretch, have a snack, and hydrate your body. Avoid farm accidents by keeping yourself healthy. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn how Rural Mutual supports Wisconsin farmers and prioritize safety on the farm.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
I like to learn about agricultural companies in our listening area. I'm Jill Welke from the northern end of the world's longest barn here in Eau Claire. And last week, I was invited to a press conference with Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack at Great River Milling in Fountain City. They are owned by Columbia Grain International under the label of Enrich Foods. And I was able to chat with Rick Halverson. He is the general manager for the company. And it is a very busy place. And I was wondering, what products do you mill?
So Great River Milling has been around for many years. We have a stone milling operation located out in Yeager Valley. It's near the town of Wamondy. And in that facility, we mill cereal grains into flour, and we do a variety of mixes, blends. So we mill hard red wheat and soft white winter wheat. We mill corn. We mill millet, barley, spelt, many different grains. We grind them into flour. We do a variety of blends. So we do a pancake mix, or we do hot cereal blends. For example, we have four different varieties of hot cereal. We do some bread blends. And then, of course, we sell flour directly into the baking industry, or we bring it over to our facility at Indian Creek and repackage it into consumer-sized packages, 1 pound, 2 pound, 5 pound bags for sale at the retail level.
So where does most of your product come from that you mill?
The majority of our grains are sourced in the Midwest. Our hard red spring wheat comes out of North Dakota. Buckwheat comes out of North Dakota. We get rye from there. We get corn from Wisconsin. We get corn from Iowa, Minnesota. Soft white wheat is grown in Michigan, and spelt comes out of the Dakotas, or we bring product in from Canada as well. So really pretty centralized in the Midwest region here. Our slogan is whole food from the heartland.
Well, you're sourcing your product coming in, and it gets ground up. Any idea how far out you go with your product? I mean, do you reach both coasts?
We sell product nationwide. One of our big avenues for the consumer is Amazon.com. We sell a lot of product through Amazon.com, and that covers the East and West Coast for sure. And then we're trying to expand our footprint in the retail location. We have hot cereals in Whole Foods that you can buy nationwide, as well as some of our other products in various retailers throughout the Midwest and the country. And that's our focus right now, is to really develop that consumer brand relationship.
And along with developing that consumer brand relationship, I know that in the agriculture world, we hear a lot about climate smart commodities. And you just hosted a press conference where Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack came to visit, and you had a feature of climate smart rice. Can you tell me a little bit about why you decided to go into that?
So the Climate Smart Initiative was started by the USDA, and there's a company called AgriCapture that was the recipient of a grant that the USDA had out to help farmer producers grow products in a more sustainable fashion. And so one of the target industries, agricultural commodities, was rice. So AgriCapture worked with a group of 30 farmers in three states, down in Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, right down in that region, to grow rice in a climate-smart fashion. And it was the initial program funded by the USDA, and we are the marketing arm of that. We partnered with AgriCapture, and we agreed to buy the rice that's grown sustainably and marketed under the Great River Milling brand. And so we're really excited about this, and very excited that we had the secretary here to launch the first consumer product grown under the Climate Smart program that the USDA is funding. So we have a long grain white rice and long grain brown rice. And those are going to be available, or they are available right now, in the Great River Milling brand. And they're packaged in 1-pound, 2-pound, and 5-pound bags currently.
Climate Smart Rice is coming from down south. Why did you decide to take part in this?
We see it as a great opportunity in the agricultural industry, of course, and to have the initial runs of Climate Smart Rice available to us. We see that as a great opportunity to expand our footprint in the marketplace with the consumer. You know, we were anxious and excited to be first to market with the product.
And what about the marketing? Are we staying in the United States so far?
Well, we're focused, of course, on the retail side in the United States, but we are also working with some European customers that have interest in this. Of course, Europe has led the way, really, in organic and sustainably grown products through the years, and so we're anxious to expand into Europe as well. But initially, our focus right now is with the retailers in the United States.
And right now, you're using Climate Smart Rice. Any plans to expand to any other commodities?
Jeff M. Pevenage, the CEO of Columbia Grain, touched on that, and working with growers to look at sustainable ways to grow pulses and lentils. Columbia Grain is the largest pulse exporter in the United States. They have facilities throughout the northwestern tier of the U.S., and so they're working with their 8,000 farmer grower network to look at things like durum, for example, is a sustainable. I think Jeff touched on that, and perhaps someday have the first sustainably grown pasta in the marketplace, or you know, things like that. And of course, they're looking at it from the pulse side of things as well, and growing products sustainably that way. We think this is just the tip of the iceberg in agricultural practices and sustainability.
Well, that climate smart commodities, I think it's something that is going to be coming more and more prevalent out there in the marketplace.
What I think is important is for the consumer to understand, you know, what's really involved with the climate smart practices. The rice is one of the biggest emitters of greenhouse gases in the agricultural industry. And by using climate smart growing practices, we reduce water usage by 33%. We reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 60 to 95%. We're reducing the uptake of inorganic arsenic levels in rice by 33% over conventional rice. And there's less pesticides and herbicides used. It's just no compromise to nutritional value or the flavor. And so there's just a lot of positive aspects to these programs that, you know, are good for the planet. It's good for us and good for the planet, right? And that's what we're all about.
And that's just a little bit more about climate smart agriculture with those climate smart commodities. And I'm looking forward to see what other commodities come out of Great River Milling. And that was Rick Halverson. He's the general manager. And I'm Jill Welke from the northern end of the world's longest barn here in Eau Claire.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Your home for the Bucks, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Sprague in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. And on the Civic Media app.
Unfortunately, we don't have as many as we should. Jessica Salerno can tell you all about it. She is the communications coordinator for a group called AgriSafe. They're a nonprofit organization that focuses on trying to get resources to those nurses. Here's how short we are.
There's maybe about 64 registered nurses for 10,000 people and maybe 8 nurse practitioners for 10,000 people. Whereas in urban areas, you have close to 100 nurses per 10,000 people. So that workforce is just spread thinner. But nurses make up a large part of healthcare. And a lot of times in these rural areas, nurses are the primary or initial contact with healthcare. And so this course allows nurses to bring this information back to their communities and educate people about the risks and how to prevent some of the injuries and health conditions that can be associated with agricultural work in rural areas.
Jessica Salerno again, she's with AgriSafe, and they are offering free scholarships to eligible candidates, including LPNs, RNs, nurse practitioners, to get involved in some continuing education that helps them being a part of the rural community. Now, the scholarships mean that the education experience is absolutely free, but you have a limited time to apply. The application period is supposed to close on Monday. You can find out more at agrisafe.org. That's agrisafe.org. Again, you rural nurses, we do appreciate you, just not enough of you. Time to talk weather. Compure Financial Ag Weather Friday, and Stumacher Ag Meteorologist is joining us this morning. I was down on the UW campus yesterday for School of Veterinary Medicine board meeting, and I'll tell you what, a lot easier to get around when it's not snow flaking or rain showering on you.
Yeah, well, we didn't have a lot of that this winter, so, you know,
yeah.
We had to remind ourselves.
Well, and we made up for lost ground pretty quickly. I heard my television weather guy this morning saying that this has helped to eliminate or mitigate a little bit of the drought concerns we had in some areas.
Yeah, it has made a difference. It's not the total answer, you know, but it was moving us in the right direction.
And now we'll get a little stretch of dry before more rain front part of next week, huh?
Yeah, I think that rain starts showing up Sunday into Sunday night, probably the most of it. Until then, we are going to stay dry with some sunshine where there's still snow on the ground. It's melting off in a very big hurry. A nice, sunny, bright day today and tomorrow as well. And temperatures make their way back to normal by Saturday. That's up into the 50s by this time of the year already. High pressure is settling right in out of the north, going to give us a couple of nice breaks today and tomorrow. And then low pressure pushes out of the Rockies, heading toward Nebraska by late Saturday. I expect into Sunday, maybe even late Saturday night in far western Wisconsin, but into the day Sunday, some showers develop. The rain chance may linger into Sunday night or even early Monday in eastern Wisconsin, and up to a quarter or maybe even a half inch of rain is a possibility. So make sure you've got those rain gauges ready as we head to early next week. I'll have forecast details right after this.
What do you look for in a lending partner? Someone who supports smart decision-making for your farm or ranch, agribusiness, investment, or community. Someone who values relationships. Someone who, when you face adversity, looks you in the eyes and says, "We are here." Find the lending partner you're looking for at Compure Financial. Visit Compure.com to get started today. Compure Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
The Wisconsin Beef Improvement Association is hosting its 67th annual Performance Selected Bull Sale. This is the longest running test in the nation. Be there Saturday, April 6th, starting at 11 a.m. in person at UW-Platteville. Buy a tested bull from the sale ring or your living room at dvauction.com. View the sale catalog, performance and pedigree information, and video of the bulls at wisconsinbeef.com.
All right, buddy, let's have the weather forecast. If we're standing down in Platteville looking at bulls or planning on running around, maybe having lunch someplace, what do we got?
Well, it looks like we're in for a good Friday and Saturday, no doubt. Mostly sunny skies, and that Compure Financial Ag Weather Forecast puts those temps in the mid and upper 40s today. Still a bit cooler than normal, but the north wind's only about 5 to 10, not all that chilly. Clear overnight, back into the mid or upper 20s, and northeast wind's only about 5. That's pretty decent. Mostly sunny skies Saturday, a fine day, low 50s. Maybe a mid-50 at La Crosse. That's more normal there as winds will become east around 5 to 10. And then that slight rain chance, maybe a snowflake late Saturday night, but more likely showers around with cloudy skies Friday. Mid and upper 40s, a bit cooler with the rain. Southeast wind strong Sunday, even gusting to 30, Pam. Oh. A little rain may last into Monday, but then we dry it out and it stays a little more mild.
Holy crow, more heavy winds on Sunday. We're barely cleaned up from this week.
I know, and it comes with rain. Like I say, a quarter to a half inch of rain with it Sunday night.
Yikes. Okay. All right. Well, we'll see if I can even talk to you on Monday. Make sure the old antennae on top of the shed stays put, okay?
Oh, yeah, we're good.
Yeah, well, hang on, duct tape. All right, buddy. Have a good weekend. We'll catch you
all
Monday.
Right. See you Monday.
Stu Mucker, Ag Meteorologist, keeping you up to date on what's happening with the weather, is brought to you courtesy of our friends at Compure Financial. Compure Financial is your financial partner committed to agriculture in rural America. You can find their resources and a whole bunch more, compure.com. Are you feeling hungry, looking for a new lunch place? The Elite Eight from the Wisconsin Beef Council and their Best Beef Burger Contest on the way.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Originally the home of the Milwaukee Braves, now your home for the Milwaukee Brewers.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Here's what you need to know to enjoy a bit of the solar eclipse on Monday afternoon, April 8th. You may be asking, what is a solar eclipse? Well, it's rare, and it happens when the moon moves in front of the sun, blocking the light for just a few minutes. Unfortunately, though, our state is not in the direct path of the total eclipse. Instead, Wisconsin will be under a partial eclipse, with southeastern areas of the state seeing a bit more of the shadow. So, do we still need special glasses to see the eclipse? Absolutely. These eclipse glasses have a unique filter to protect your eyes from damage. You can find more information by going to eclipse.aas.org. By the way, there won't be another eclipse until 2044. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Matt and Air on Air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved Winged Thingas.
Winged Thingas! That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, Winged Thingas.
The Winged Thingas.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
CBS News Brief. Following a direct warning from President Biden, the Israeli government has approved three new humanitarian corridors into Gaza. The BBC's Yolan Nell is in Jerusalem.
It's very telling that this time what we've seen within hours is a meeting of Israel's security cabinet, and what we're told are immediate steps being announced to increase the amount of aid going into Gaza.
This afternoon, President Biden heads to the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
As the president said, within hours of the collapse, this administration will be with the people of Baltimore every step of the way.
A man working on a crane in Fort Lauderdale was killed when part of it collapsed onto a bridge. It landed on two cars. This man lives nearby.
You could just hear the screams. There were screams of the construction workers, screams of the people on the bridge, shrieks from people like myself who had watched it happen.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Only about one in every four voting-age adults made it to the polls in Wisconsin on Tuesday. The weather was terrible and the stakes in the presidential primary were low. Voter turnout in Milwaukee was higher, where there were races for mayor and county executive, as well as a big school referendum. After a year on the job, Wisconsin's Secretary of State says she's doing more with less. Sarah Godlewski tells Up North News the office has to scramble to provide its services after being downsized and defunded almost a decade ago.
The legislature has been so extreme when it comes to their power grab that they've basically defunded this constitutional office.
The office authenticates 15,000 documents a year for everything from international business to adoptions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Bucks face the Raptors. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the Toronto Raptors tonight. The Bucks with back-to-back losses to the Wizards and Grizzlies. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Both games, we had a lot of open threes, a lot of good looks. Did not fall, did not go our way, but just keep on improving our spacing, keep on improving our flow of our offense, keep on guarding better, and just got to keep on building good habits. That's pretty much it.
NFL former Packers offensive line coach Larry Bechtol has died. He served under head coach Mike Sherman and coached players like tackles Mark Tauscher and Chad Clifton. Coach Bechtol was 81. Baseball, the Brewers host the Mariners tonight. Second baseman Bryce Terang on how the crew is doing defensively so far.
Yeah, it's been great. You know, these guys work extremely hard. Some guys are learning positions that they haven't played very much. So to see our defense perform the way it is just showing you how much work we're putting into it and off the field and stuff like that too. So
that's the Brewers' Bryce Terang with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Few clouds this morning, becoming mostly sunny as we head into this afternoon. Our high today, 43, with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 31. Tomorrow, sunshine, warmer 45. By Sunday, cloudy and breezy with rain likely 46. More rain likely into Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. Of course, we'll follow the Bucks through the playoffs and bring you Badgers and Packers when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour, now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on WRJN 1400 AM 99.9 FM in Racine, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and 1400 AM WRJN and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate,
they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Home of the Don Rosen Morning Show, weekdays 6 till 8, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
With Pam Yonke.
If your workout includes baling hay and pitching pens, then you'll be comfortable right here. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
The weather is getting more comfortable starting today. Welcome back, everybody. I'm the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke on a finally Friday. Yeah, today we're still going to battle with clouds, but we'll be 45 as our expected high. Winds not nearly as strong as they have been. Tomorrow, sunshine. Thank goodness. 53 our expected high. Then rain back in the forecast on Sunday, 44. Morning showers on Monday, 61. But again, the temperatures start to climb. By the middle of next week, we will comfortably stay in the 60s. So today is the fifth day of April. What can I tell you? On this day back in 1974, Robin Yount became a regular brewer. He was at shortstop. He was just 18 years of age. He ultimately became the 17th player in history to ever reach 3,000 hits. Robin Yount becomes a regular brewer on this day back in 1974. On this day in 1998, the world's largest suspension bridge opened to traffic. It's in Japan, and it is more than 6,500 feet in length. Phew! That suspension bridge opened on this day in 1998. On this day in 1934, baseball superstar Babe Ruth agreed to do 3 15-minute broadcasts a week for NBC. The fee, $39,000 for 13 weeks' work. That's $4,000 more than his New York Yankees playing contract. And now you know. Well, I want you to know they had a good time last night, continuing to focus in on Wisconsin's center stage role in Top Shelf on the Bravo Network. Our own Stephanie Hoff joined up with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin in downtown Madison to celebrate.
I'm here with Michelle Wallace, one of the chef testants competing for Top Chef. She's not from the Midwest, and so this competition has introduced her to a lot of the food culture up here, and she's looking forward to taking what she's learned in this competition back home. I'll let her introduce herself.
A little bit about me. I born and raised in St. Louis, Missouri, moved to Houston, Texas to go to college. I did my culinary school there, and I've been in the city of Houston ever since. The last 6 years of my career, I've actually been in barbecue. And so, you know, it's really interesting to be selected for Top Chef this season, coming off 6 years of being in barbecue, being a pit master. And so I'm hoping that my skills working the pit, you know, do me well, take me far.
And Top Chef has already taken you pretty far down in barbecue country, now up to America's Dairyland. What did you know about Wisconsin's food scene, Wisconsin agriculture, before Top Chef?
Not much. It was very limited. I think most people can say that they know that Wisconsin is kind of beer land and cheese land. As far as like anything else, that's all I kind of really knew about the state. And, you know, I was excited to get here and kind of really get enthralled with more. So.
And you've had a chance to experience some of the beer scene, some of the cheese scene. Mm-hmm. But Michelle, you've also been presented with ginseng in the most recent episode and Door County cherries, two products that Wisconsin is known for around the globe. Did that surprise you? Are you surprised by the diversity of products that Wisconsin does have to offer?
Absolutely. I mean, we got a chance to see, I guess, three of those things. You know, with me working with ginseng and cherries in the quick fire for this cheese challenge, and then working with these amazing cheese makers and all that. I mean, those are three heavy hitters in this area for agriculture and the things that they produce. I must say that I've never worked with ginseng like that. I couldn't really think about how to. It's like one of those things. It's like, was I expecting Kristen to be like, hey, this is some really fresh ginseng in this dish? Like you never hear that. So the ginseng kind of stumped me a little bit, but it was really amazing to work with.
You mentioned ginseng, but I don't know if that was your favorite thing to work with. But what Wisconsin ingredient has been your favorite so far in the season?
Working with the Miller Brewery and drinking Miller High Life. I mean, that was kind of one of my favorites. But to be honest, you know, this is our third week in, and this cheese challenge really has been the pinnacle for me so far. And working with all of these cheeses, getting a chance to see these makers, hearing the stories, how these dairy farmers work, and then how it gets turned into these amazing products. It's absolutely incredible.
Michelle, what resonates with me as a Wisconsin viewer is that you're using ingredients that I'm surrounded with. Yeah. And I think, isn't that kind of the point, to introduce people to the food culture that is probably in their backyard, right?
Yeah, 100%. And I think one of the coolest things is because we all come from different parts of this great land, right? And so as we all descend and we cook in this state and utilize what it has here to offer, we were able to actually put our own influences into these dishes. And so the merger of me coming from Houston to Wisconsin and creating a dish, I mean, it's what Top Chef is all about. It shows the amazing agriculture of this great state, and it's just a lot of fun.
So you bring your unique spin here. Do you anticipate that you'll bring something from Wisconsin then back home when it's all said and done?
Absolutely. I'm going to be serving ginseng at my next pop-up. No, I'm joking. I'm totally joking. But yeah, that, you know, we got a chance. So far, I'm definitely going to utilize a little bit more beer. My concept back in Houston is smoked meats and sandwiches. I already use a lot of cheese, but I was definitely introducing some cheeses that I wasn't familiar with, and you'll definitely see me utilize some of those in the near future.
And I know, Michelle, you probably got so many cool things to tell me about the barbecue down south. What kind of recommendations, though, would you give to someone not from Wisconsin to say, hey, there is a food culture up here? What is it in your eyes?
It's such a blue-collar, hardworking area, right? This state of Wisconsin. And I think as humble as this food is, I think that technique, history, all the things that this state provides, you can see in its dishes. So if you find a place that has a chef that is sourcing locally, that's using farmers markets and getting directly from the farms, you're going to find a really good meal that probably has a rich history and a great story, and ultimately be delicious on the plate. So I think that, you know, because of the agriculture here and how rich in history it is, people are just, you're just going to have a phenomenal meal.
It's hard not to root for Michelle Wallace after that. She is one of the competitors in this season of Top Chef, which Wisconsin is hosting. The episode that features Wisconsin cheese and some other key ingredients like Door County cherries and Wisconsin-grown ginseng is now streaming online. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
All right, kiddo, and she posted some great pictures from the venue last night where Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin hosted guests. Just pop on over to Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook and take a look, or Midwest Farm Report on Facebook. All right, markets and overnight electronic trade, not a lot happening this morning in Chicago. Currently, we've got December corn that's trading up a penny at 4.74. Right now, November soybeans are down 6 at 11.77. The July wheat, that's up a penny and a half at 5.73. Dairy complex yesterday, also quiet. Barrel and block cheese were unchanged. Double A butter lost a penny, rather, at 2.93 a pound. The fluid milk for May, Class 3 milk. Now, remember, Class 3 goes into cheese making. That's up 27 cents right now at 16.18. The June Class 3 milk's up 20 cents at 16.71 a hundredweight. So maybe you're looking for a little adventure this weekend. Well, the Wisconsin Beef Council is ready to provide you that. They just released their Elite 8 restaurants that got the most nominations in their Wisconsin Best Burger Contest. They're looking and promoting 100% beef burgers all across the state. Here are your Elite 8. Brazen Head Pub in West Bend. Crafty Cow in Milwaukee. Doghouse Bar and Grill, Mount Horeb. Ferry Crossing Bar and Grill, Merrimack. Pickles Bar and Grill in Hazelhurst. Skippy's Burger Bar in Thiensville. Straight Home Bar and Grill in Eland. And The Dump Bar and Grill in Cambria. So there you go, the Elite 8 selected by the Wisconsin Beef Council to compete for the first ever Best Burger Contest in the state. Now, if you didn't get a chance to jot those down or you need addresses, pop on over to beeftips.com. Beeftips.com, you'll find them there. You'll also find them on our website, MidwestFarmReport.com. Farmers waiting for weather now to dry up so they can get to the field. But before that, make sure you've got your plans in place. Talking about that next.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Don Rosen in the morning and your home for the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
This is Don Rosen. You know, it's great to be welcomed back to WRJN to super serve the folks in the Racine and surrounding areas every morning, 6 till 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio refreshed.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Like a grand slam on your radio dial, home of the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Farm Department's Talk Text Line, open to you anytime you've got the whim, 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. And to Greg's point from West Bend, yeah, after picking up more than an inch of rain in a good chunk of the state, now we're starting to see some puddles, but hopefully that water is going to sink into the subsoil surface to help us out later. It does give you an opportunity to slow down and make sure all plans are in place for spring planting. As we wrap it up on a Friday morning, I want to welcome in Steve Bailey. He is a representative with Helena. He's located at their location in Monroe, Wisconsin, and he steps in to kind of remind us, Steve, a little bit about why planning and making sure you're dotting our I's, crossing our T's this year is so incredibly important, huh?
Yeah, so one big thing that my guys are doing here in Monroe when they're out with their growers is Helena's slogan is people, product, knowledge, and we think the people as in the growers are very important to us. So what we're spending a lot of time doing right now is we run a precision program that does a lot of VRT recs, and we actually have a young lady on our team here that is one of her focuses, precision. And so she's been busy pretty much every day here, even a little bit maybe on the weekends, making sure these guys are getting the right seed recs on the right field. My sales guys, they're out making sure the customers know that if they are doing VRTs, we get the right hybrid in the right field. And by doing that, that's going to be a big, big deal to make sure these growers are getting the yield they need to overcome these markets that might not be helping us out right now with the market price.
Boy, is that ever the truth. How long you been with Helena? Steve, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yep, last week I just celebrated my 10-year anniversary with Helena. Prior to that, I did 5 years as a seed specialist, and then 9 years before that, I worked for a company back home where I live in Lancaster as an agronomy production specialist. Yeah.
Okay, so you're definitely familiar with this type of ground and this kind of weather. That's the other thing that we can't change. We're seeing moisture around Wisconsin now, Steve, but it was a dry winter. What are you thinking as far as spring nutrients going out there?
Yeah, so that's a great question. I'm getting that question a lot here lately, but next week's forecast, not this week necessarily, but next week looks like we might have some drier weather that we can get back out in the fields. I hope nobody's going to go out and start planting yet. Obviously, the soil's not ready for that, but you'd mentioned the ground is dry. We are getting some moisture. I think every bit of precipitation we had come down is going into the soil, which is good, but I want to key up and make sure everybody understands our ability, if we do get out there to get some nitrogen in the field, that we take the time to look at stabilizing it. So that's another thing Helena is pretty focused on. If you're putting nitrogen out, especially early, we can get a 4-inch, 3-inch rain here in the spring. If we put that nitrogen out there unprotected, we really don't get the full utilization to it, or the nitrogen might get a little bit lower than what the corn can get to it. So that's another topic that my team is out in the field making sure these guys know. We had a grower meeting a couple weeks ago, too. We talked about stabilizing that, and it can be done with a humic or even products like we use Enfix Duro, which is a NBPT product that slows down the nitrogen cycle. So pretty important to do that, make sure that these guys are getting the money out of what they're investing in.
Well, and even pre-emerge herbicides, you don't want it going through the soil profile before it gets a chance to work.
Correct. And so we've been actually, prior to me taking this role here in Monroe, I was our proprietary products manager for Helena for 3 years. And any of our growers listening to this will probably chuckle. They've probably seen me do the demo. But we do have a product called Grounded that we put in there that will help on a pre-emerge. It will help that AI of that herbicide stay in that top soil profile for anywhere from 7 to 10 days longer. So that'll be a big deal. These warm-ups that we've had here 2-3 weeks ago, there are some annual weeds starting to poke through. We are starting to see some green come. So it's going to be tough for these guys to make decisions. Do I wait to do some spray to kill off the weeds that are there, or do I do two applications, kill what's there, and then throw a pre-emerge herbicide out a couple weeks later? So there's definitely options out there, but you're 100% right, because I think last week you talked with one of my counterparts about controlling water hemp, and that's a big challenge for everybody that's in the ag industry right now.
Well, we got the big four, you know, the giant ragweed, the water hemp, those kinds of things that are just a rascal of contention to try to keep our fields clean. Steve Bailey along with us. He's at the Monroe location for Helena Ag. Let's talk a little bit more about something you alluded to earlier, Steve, and that is the variable rate technology. People are getting more and more of this on their farms. I'm imagining if I made an acquisition this winter of some new technology, something I'm not really all that familiar with, trying to get your staff engaged in that conversation, because like you said, we can't afford any mistakes this year, be it herbicide or be it seed mismanagement.
Correct. Yeah, so as I had mentioned, we do have a gal by the name of Stephanie Weiss. She is specialized in precision, so she right now is putting seed recs into planters for growers, cleaning out old files. She helps my entire team here. Pretty much every field that we're going over, we have a boundary on that. She's probably done it with our GPS machine. So when we're going out there with a sprayer, we're not making off-target applications, which is very important for multiple reasons, but We want to make sure that grower gets the nutrients and the herbicide on that field where it belongs. Every one of our three spray machines or our two post machines at our plant here that spread fertilizer have the capability of VRT. Now, the nice part about that is if the grower has seed recs, we can actually incorporate that into our technology here for spraying and spreading, and we can actually carry that all the way out to harvest as well. And at the end of the year, her job then switches over to help these growers dissect all that, put all those layers together, and see what made the big difference for the grower. And I think that's really what has helped some of these guys, especially our growers that have worked with us pretty intensely, be able to understand where their money is, where their investment is making them profit back out.
Yeah. That look back opportunity, something that we don't necessarily put as much value on as we probably should. Good deal. Appreciate it, Steve. Thanks for joining us. Steve Bailey along with us on a Friday morning. He is the Helena rep out of Monroe, Wisconsin, trying to make sure that you've got all of your plans in place before we get started with heavy spring planting activities. Want to find out more? You can locate Steve and all the rest of the services Helena provides in Wisconsin by going to helenaagri.com. All right, folks, that'll do it for a Friday morning. Have a great weekend.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
Your home for the Bucks, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
If you're looking for a farm job or looking to hire one or more farm workers, then stay tuned for Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The service is called Ag Butler, and it's a mobile app that connects farms with those looking to find a farm job. Ken Johansson started the company 6 years ago in Lebanon, Missouri.
We've had a depopulation of rural communities, and the stable workforce that was in those rural communities were the baby boomers, and a number of them are retiring, or we're losing them every day. So instead of continuing to kick that can down the road, we decided to develop an app and a web-based platform that connects people in rural communities to production agriculture and the farmers and ranchers that need that additional labor.
Johansson says Ag Butler has 3,000 users in 42 states and is investigating a potential expansion.
Now we're to the point where we have a proof of concept and know what we can do, to where we have to ask for a bigger chunk to be able to really scale and help most of the U.S. And so that's kind of where we're at.
Johansson was part of a panel of ag entrepreneurs at the recent AgriPulse Ag and Food Policy Summit. You can find out more about his company at agbutlerapp.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Tune in Friday for a very special Devil's Advocates radio show. Pat Kreitlow joins the show. We air the grievances and we give you the details of Joe Biden's visit to Madison.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on WRJN 1400 AM 99.9 FM in Racine, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Berlow.
Here's what you need to know to enjoy a bit of the solar eclipse on Monday afternoon, April 8th. You may be asking, what is a solar eclipse? Well, it's rare, and it happens when the moon moves in front of the sun, blocking the light for just a few minutes. Unfortunately, though, our state is not in the direct path of the total eclipse. Instead, Wisconsin will be under a partial eclipse, with southeastern areas of the state seeing a bit more of the shadow. So, do we still need special glasses to see the eclipse? Absolutely. These eclipse glasses have a unique filter to protect your eyes from damage. You can find more information by going to eclipse.aas.org. By the way, there won't be another eclipse until 2044. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and 1400 AM WRJN and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.